Silent Dale was born in 1943, a black horse with a star in the state of old Missouri. Ralph McCutcheon bought him and took him way out west, hoped to train him well enough for a part in a big movie. He had learned his lessons duly, and in 1946 was cast as Black Beauty. That's the film that launched his Hollywood career. He had several starring roles over 21 years. Lone Star, Riding High, Red Canyon, and Black Gold. He even won a Patsy for his movie Gypsy Colt. Outlaw Stallion, where he had to play Defiant. He won a second Patsy for the role he played in Giant. His name was Highland Dale, but Ralph just called him Butte, a smart horse who learned every trick for every film that they would shoot. Plagued with breathing problems for most of his long life, so everything about his care had to be done up just right. Yet he lived a rather long time. This saddlebred had frolicked till the age 29. His last movie role came in 1959. Television caught on, but here he too would shine. With guest spots in Bonanza, Rin Tin Tin, and Lassie, his most peculiar part came in a chapter of The Monkees. But he's best remembered, surely, for his television part in this series. Fury.